Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, welcome back to A Rogue's Gambit, our 11-part mini-series in the Waterdeep Dragon Heist module, also sponsored by Idol Champions of the Forgotten Realms. Check the links in the episode description to play the game and help us out. The party are split. Bertie and Boomer feel the cold shoulder of Jalaxle, while Fleur and Aquamamba make plans to bust them out. So, let's play the episode. Let's play A Rogue's Gambit.
Last time on Rogue's Gambit, the party managed to complete the Istar facility for the Silverhand, who had sent them on a task in order to exchange for some assistance and some magical item rewards. Sadly, a poor, young, gnome wizard hopeful, Tugglebuck Candlecoop, met his end in an acid pit.
What a shame.
He died in the AFL Memorial Acid Pit, like so many other acquisitions interns.
Rip in pieces.
Rip in peace. But however, despite this, you still managed to complete the facility, and you received your rewards from the Silverhand, a selection of magic items, as well as some information on the missing Stone of Galore, a mysterious relic which holds the secrets to Lord Neverember's secret vault that contains 500,000 gold dragons. Gold coins, not gold dragons.
Can you imagine that?
That's a lot of money.
I've done a Tom Hazel. I'm not wearing my microphone.
Sorry.
That's not going to be forgotten about.
This side of the table.
The party then continued their investigations, having learnt that the Stone of Galore had been taken to the Docks Ward and vanished into the crowd of the Sea Maidens Fair, a little festival going on brought by three visiting ships from Luskan. Are you right there, Katie?
Steve had to give me a new one because it was a bit broken. Messed up. This is why.
And you're struggling.
I'll get there.
You'll get it.
It's fine.
Sure, it sounds fine.
Aquamamba snuck aboard one of the ships using a combination of charm person, disguise self, and a solid snake style choke out.
Nice.
You impersonated one of the crew members and learnt that there were more to the crew than first seemed. Boomer and Bertie, the Goblin and Goliath double team, also infiltrated the ship. Not quite as cleverly.
Nope.
Bertie used his new helm of teleportation to transport them both directly into the captain's quarters.
I thought it was a great idea.
It was a great idea, until said captain launched a lightning bolt, which took Bertie out immediately. Boomer very quickly surrendered, and they were taken prisoner. You also learned that the ship's crew are secretly drow men in disguise, in a magical disguise.
No women.
Luskan.
The ship's supposed to be from Luskan and full of Luskan sailors, but they're all drow in disguise. Aquamamba attempted to help Bertie, but was discovered by the drow crew member and had to escape by jumping out of a broken window and diving into the ocean. Where
still Metal Gear style.
He saw very yep. Metal Gear style, where he saw a manta ray like submarine kind of approach the ship, take on Bertie and Boomer, and then begin sailing away towards the Eyecatcher, which is the kind of lead ship of the Sea Maidens Fair. Bertie and Boomer, just before you were kind of taken prisoner and lost consciousness, it was revealed that the person leading the ships is a drow, a very colourfully dressed drow with an eye patched called Jarlaxle Banray, which if you've played Idol Champions...
He's in there.
Because he's a very famous character in the Forgotten Realms. Yeah. How about that? Forgotten Realms lore! Big drop.
Lore!
I just know so much lore!
We are going to... I've got to get Coke. What have I done? What a grave error I've made.
Quick, get inspiration.
What, really? Can I get inspiration if I get your Coke?
Yes.
Fucking ace.
Can we get one of your dice back?
No.
For...
No.
Aww,
Tom Hazel. Tom Hazel brings me a can of Coke, he will get an inspiration.
Wow. Wow.
The I've never power. Seen him run so fast.
The power I hold, it's great.
Well, it can't be any worse than that time when you said you'd give us more dice if we gave you a fiver on stream.
I did say that, didn't I?
Eagle Master!
Thank you, my boy.
He legit was holding his ransom that I'll give you more dice. People give me money. Actual real life money.
I was tempted to offer it to him.
You should have done. That I learnt from my seniors in Acquisitions Incorporated when they DM'd. They literally had a pay to win mechanic in one of their episodes.
Oh wow.
They did a Wizard Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh yeah.
And you could buy loot boxes for real money. Anyway.
So the point is, keep playing Idle Champions so that we can get more dice, so that we don't have to pay Mark. Literally, to give us dice.
Yeah,
so funny. I love doing these mini-series. Anyway, we begin with Bertie and Boomer.
Oh, do we?
Team one I have down here.
Still unconscious.
What? You come to consciousness having gained a short rest. You gain the benefits of a short rest. And you come to consciousness and find that you are bound, hands behind your back, tied very tightly. Your feet are bound together as well. And you are also chained to something that you can't quite see. As your vision begins to come to, you look up, and whatever room or wherever you are is quite dark. It's very dim lighting around you. But looming over you, with its jaw open and crystalline fangs kind of gaping directly over your faces, you see white scales, blue draconic eyes and great wings swept back as a white dragon peers down at you, filling the space beyond you.
Is it moving?
It does not appear to be moving.
Okay, is it a statue?
You look and your vision begins to clear. You feel the kind of gentle sway of a boat, the kind of that gentle sea motion, and you realize that the dragon. You kind of blink your eyes a little bit and your eyes adjust to the dark. You've got dark vision, so it kind of takes on that monochrome grey. And you can see that the dragon is actually made from canvas and metal and plaster. And it's a decoration. And you kind of look around and you can see that in this large room, there seem to be a series of giant floats, like parade floats. There's a half-collapsed beholder, a flump that's been deflated, like a big flump balloon that's been deflated.
Aww. Why is it always the flumps?
And as you kind of look around, you can see that you're tied. What you're chained to is separately, you and Bertie are attached to two halflings kind of hunched over that are plundering a treasure hoard behind you, like a plaster treasure hoard. And you're chained to these little halfling marionettes, effectively, statues.
Okay.
But you're firmly kind of like chained
on a float.
And you are on a float. Oh. And this dragon is just kind of looming over you.
I know how this is going to end.
And you hear a kind of like, "Well, well, well, look who's woken up." And this swaggering, colourfully dressed drow man with this eye patch with a bejeweled eye and a big hat with a big feather out of it kind of swans up. "Well, my little friends, how are you feeling?"
"Oh, pretty good, thanks."
"Oh, excellent, excellent."
"Oh, sorry, how are you?"
"I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to meet a man who has good manners when he's in his guest's house."
"I've been learning."
"Oh, well, good for you,
I'm
sport.
Proud of you, buddy."
Yeah.
So, and he kind of leans in. "Are either of you going to tell me why you were sneaking aboard my ships?"
"I'll be honest, I don't really know right now."
"Well, that's a shame."
"I don't remember, but whatever it was, I am not getting paid enough for it."
"Ah, so you're being paid for something?"
"I think so."
Interesting.
"I've been hit on the head a lot in the last 24 hours, mate."
"Well, you know what helps with that, I hear. Ooh, I don't know about you, but it feels like it might be getting a bit chilly in
here." "Oh, here we go."
"Is it?"
Yeah, and he kind of like just looks up. He's like, "You know, these floats were all intended for the Days of Wonder Parade, but this one just isn't working right. We tried to make it so that the dragon would breathe out snow and ice and kind of shower the children of Waterdeep in lovely, plentiful snow. But you know what? It's just too strong. Freezes, whatever it breathes."
"Can I just stop you there, mate?"
"You certainly can, my goblin friend."
"Yeah. So, we're hired by some people to do some stuff."
"I'd love to know the details, please. What about you, my polite friend? Why are you here?"
"Oh, I don't know, really. Hey,
you're the hired muscle, I'm gonna bet."
"I mean, I got him."
You've got him. Look at these things. Look at the guns on this fella. He's a big boy.
Hey, I mean, Boom is really good at fixing stuff. She can probably fix it. He can probably fix the dragon.
Oh, I'm sure they can. Well, but first I want to know why you're on my ships.
Yeah, I'm not being paid enough for this.
Please tell me.
It was them, what they called, Harper agents.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
And to what extent?
Well, you must have heard about this, like, treasure hoard that's, like, gone missing or whatever.
Yes, and, like, of course.
We were hired to go and find it, and for some reason, we're here.
He looks at you. Are you trying to keep stuff, or are you just like...
Honestly, I don't really understand why we're here.
It's like, well, you're a little bit out of your depth, aren't you? Go on.
I really am. That Zordo twat. What's his name?
You can't mean the illustrious Zardar Zord.
That guy.
Whoa, now he's a great friend of mine.
That's
mate. But... And then he clicks his fingers and his form shimmers into this Luskin, like, big sideburned man. Was like, now you wouldn't be talking about Zardar Zord, would you?
You! We've been looking for you, mate!
He clicks his fingers and he transforms back.
I
was like, I'm afraid a bit of a ruse on my behalf. You see, the Silverhand who runs the town, she's not a big fan of mine. Some problems in the past we've had.
Oh,
so.
Really stuck up lady, innit?
She, you know what, it's great to meet somebody who's got the right attitude, because you can see things, you know? I mean, it's a shame that you're not particularly loyal to your employers. I mean, that's something which, it's a little bit distasteful.
It's a question of money, mate. I am not being paid enough for this. I thought it was going to be a simple job, and I've always been told that if you're good at doing something, don't do it for free.
Sounds like the words of a madman, but a madman I like. And what about you, big boy? Why are you here?
I was going to get given 25 gold.
No. He just laughs.
Buddy. Like,
well, what a sum. A princely sum.
You see what I mean? We're not being paid enough.
That's what I told I was going to get. At least from my friend, anyway.
He looks. He eyes you up a little bit. He's like, you know what? I like you, Goblin. You're kind... I bet people shit on you all the time, right? For the way you look?
Pretty much.
For your nature?
Yeah.
What people like you do?
They say I smell.
I get it. I'm a drow. I'm a male drow at that. Do you know what the kind of shit I've had to deal with in my life?
Do you get the baby thing?
I mean, less the baby thing. More, you murdered my parents or my sister or something like that.
Oh, that's a real shitter, mate.
Did you?
Trust me, I know. In some cases, yes, but that's beside the point.
Oh.
The point is that people judge, you know, goblins on the way you look.
Same I'm a lovable scamp.
You're a lovable scamp, just like me. But the problem is, you're a bit of a thorn in the side. I like you, though. I like you.
I could not be.
You could not be, but then you could also be the type that's clever enough to say you won't be and then actually be a thorn in my side. So here's what we're going to do. We're gonna see just how clever you are, Goblin. I'm gonna take my people. We're gonna leave you in this room. And if you survive, come find me. Maybe you can outsmart me. Maybe you can get that treasure and keep it all to yourself. Maybe I kill you. We'll find out. I could kill you right now, and as he kind of does, his hand twitches and a kind of bejeweled dagger just appears. I've got no problems with just cutting your throats right now, taking you out of the equation. Don't have to split my money, don't have to pay anybody else. I've got the stone. I'm just one crazy painter from catching my hands on this hoard. But I like you. So I'm going to give you a chance.
Oh, and thanks, mate.
I don't do things by half. So I'll tell you what. You survive this, come and find me. I'll either employ you or you can stab me in the back. And then with a hand, he just... Ka-chunk on the float, and the giant dragon maw begins to spout flurries of snow and ice.
I like this guy.
I don't reckon you've got very long before this starts getting painful, but I'll leave you to it. All right, come on, boys, let's get out of here. And he kind of claps his hands.
Can I get some fish and chips? If I survive?
Maybe.
I'm hungry.
He just basically, and as he calls out, he just says, you hear him just on the very edges as he makes his way, and you can see he must be in the hold of the ship somewhere, like an actual ship, not the submarine. You hear him as he just calls out, he's just like, have one of the gunslingers take control. I've got to go, we need to find this third key. I just don't know what we're going to do about it. Anyway, I'm going to go to the vault. And he heads and makes his way out, basically, leaving you alone as the ice begins to build up. This freezing cold blows all over your bodies. So we're gonna roll initiative just for you two.
Okay.
Just to see an order of things.
Mm-hmm.
So Boomer 10.
Mm-hmm.
17.
And then Bertie at 17.
It says here that I'm mountain-born, so I don't suffer penalties from cold climates.
This is less a cold climate and more magical cold. This is like spewing out ice. It's kind of encasing you in thick snow and ice.
But at least for the time being...
It'll take longer for it to get to the point where it's going to cause you damage, yes. I will give you that.
I don't have any of my stuff, do I?
You have the Chime of Opening, and that's it.
Sweet.
Same with you, Bertie, you have none of your gear.
Okay.
you have clothes, and that's it.
And we are bound by a chain.
So you are tied, your hands are tied behind your back, and you can feel it's a very tight sailor's knot. Right. Your feet are also tied, and then you are wrapped up in a chain, and looking around... you're kind of not back to... No, let's do it Die Hard style. You're back to back, so these two halflings are kind of chained on either side. And
to each other?
Chained to these, like, these little halfling statues, but you're kind of like facing away from each other. And you can see by looking around that you've got... These chains are connected by two locks each. So there's two locks on the chains, and then you've got your hands and legs are tied. Whilst your hands are tied... You can't do any. You like to try and do anything is going to be pretty tricky. You're going to have to try and maneuver around it and stuff. So, what do you want to do first, Bertie?
Hey, Boomer, are we getting out of here?
Yes, Bertie.
Okay.
Get me out of here.
Alrighty, cool. I'm going to like just yank my the ties behind my hand.
Okay. So you just want to try and rip free?
Just tear that shit open.
Okay. So athletics check.
Athletics. Nice. 9, unnatural 20,
25, 27, 28. 28. You... tugging just doesn't
Wow, you really have increased the DCs this time around.
You can feel like, because you can't quite get your full strength, because of the way that your arms are being bound as well, like you're testing and straining and you can't break free.
Damn it.
Boomer, what do you want to do?
Cry.
Sure. Can you spend a turn crying?
Wait, no. Stop that.
No.
Can I try and get into my kicks to try and get my chime of opening out?
So what you want to try and get your hand... You can't bring your hands down low enough, really. Like, you can kind of move them down. You're going to need to get some room
Right
free.
Here, I can get my fingers down in my jeans.
Right, but your hands aren't, like, tied like this. They're, like, tied, like, up like that. Like, they're bound like, quite hard.
Okay. Can I chew on the ropes or anything?
They're behind you. Your arms are bound behind your back.
Not your feetsies, though.
Feetsies,
yeah. You can chew on my feet.
So you want to try and pull your feet up towards your mouth.
I've got good core strength.
I mean, I don't know. Has Boomer had a couple of ribs removed? But yeah, sure. You can give it a go.
I think goblins would easily be able to...
Yeah, give me an acrobatics check to see if you can get your feet up to your mouth first. And then you'll have to try and bite through rope, which will be damage rolls and stuff.
7...
That's 21 on dice.
5, 10, 15, 21.
22. You're like trying and you're stretching your body and muscles, but it's the chains are also blocking your movement. Like, not enough to do it. So that's one round.
Oh, God, these DCs.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But it's also like you are properly tied up. Like, these guys have not messed around. They've not like given you like, oh, just tie them up a little bit.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. We're going to cut. So we see that. That's as you guys are trying to wriggle and escape free, the camera, as it were, pans out. And we see the edge, the harbor dock of Waterdeep Harbor, as Aquamember like breathes in air as you just managed to get up to the surface.
I'm not being paid enough for this.
And as you reach the top floor, you probably have like arrived, having heard where they were going, and just see Akron be like,
she's got her hood up on her nice new spider cloak. Cape.
Spider cloak.
With her gun over her shoulder.
Nice of you to be nice and dry. Hope you had a great time. I smashed out a window and I just saw a submarine. I kid you not, I've heard of these in books and magazines.
Are you drunk?
No, absolutely not. There's a submarine and Bertie. Boomer, they're kidnapped. They're in the submarine.
Oh, Jesus.
We could probably let them die and take a bigger cut.
there.
You know, that's the first thing I think I've heard from you that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
However, you need the stone. We need the stone. And I believe something submarine stone.
You're telling me that we have to find the submarine.
Well, it's right there. It's underneath the water.
Well, you saw the submarine heading towards the ship that you can now see moored out in the harbour, this flagship, the Eyecatcher. The submarine was headed directly for it.
It's gone to the Eyecatcher over there. So we need to get on that ship.
And you can see it's, you know, maybe like a couple of miles, like maybe 2-3 miles out of the harbour. It'd be, if you swam it, it would be a hard swim and you'd have no way of remaining unhidden. Like, you'd have to like swim under and try and sneak up on the boat itself.
What I don't get is those two are ultimately, they're just paupers. They could have just been knocked off and killed, but they held them captive, so they must have some use. So we have time.
They want information from
them. They probably have information, but Boomer's pretty dumb, and Buddy's even dumber. So they're not going to get anything.
Boomer is the most intelligent party member.
We leveled up. I have 18 intelligence.
Yeah, but Swankwamamba still dumb.
It's dumb. So we need to find a way to get on that ship and get that stone, which I have never seen in my life. Ever.
Deception check.
Yeah, if you want to insight him, you can. Deception check for
17.
Please use dice on your inter-party nonsense.
17.
Ooh.
It's a tied roll, so technically she still catches it. But it's you're not sure. You're like, maybe he has, but...
Never in my life have I ever seen a stone and never touched it. Or chase someone down and never...
As you keep now, talking, now, I'm pretty sure.
The more he says.
More details.
Anyway, how do we get on this ship? I'm not swimming again because that was traumatic.
How do you even swim with your tiny legs?
What? I'm a very fast swimmer. I'm very buoyant.
You can see... He's very buoyant. So there's two ships currently docked at the harbour. One is the Hellraiser and the Heartbreaker, which are the two ships that... You'd gone on the Hellraiser, I think, which are the two ships which are owned as part of the same Sea Maiden's Fair. And you can see that the security has certainly gotten tighter. You can see there are more deckhands who just look like Luskan sailors, like these kind of burly men sailors. There's more of them, and they're watching the crowd quite intently, looking at everybody who's coming near the ships now.
Mm.
Almost. They're looking around, but it does look like they're looking for something in particular. But they just, there's more guards on the ship than there were before. Almost like their security has recently been disturbed, so.
Should probably avoid the security because it may have something to do with us three infiltrating unsuccessfully because of those two, not me.
That because you jumped off, that's why you jumped out.
I had to escape because the dum-dums made a boo-boo. They got in the captain's quarters or something.
I'm not convinced that you didn't make a boo-boo, but I'll
go with
it. I went
in disguised very efficiently as
I
always
do. Were you disguised as a bag again? Because I can tell if it went wrong.
My inanimate object skills are out of this world. But that's...
There's something.
Not in dispute. I was a moving...
I was a moving man.
I was a character, and I portrayed it very well. It was very convincing.
Well, if you guys want to, you can make a... Let's think here. You guys can just make a straight up, either an intelligence or a charisma roll, to see if you might know somebody who could help you get on the ship.
All of them.
You've burnt every bridge in your professional line of work. There is nobody left to help you.
Nobody left?
God. 22
on dice. 22. 23. City watch person.
You already used him to try and help get Bertie out. That was your main contact for the...
But did they die? Capacity.
I haven't used my contact. I can't remember the name of them, though.
Well, let's say
it's in my other notebook.
No, I know who yours was.
Yeah,
yours
was
Ingrid.
No,
I had Ingrid.
I'm trying to remember who you had. It's in your other notebook. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll make a new one up.
Cool.
It takes you a bit of digging around, but you learn that in the docks ward, there is a dwarven woman called Grinda Garloff. And she's a treasure hunter that has some sort of device, a magical device, that lets her search around on the bottom of the harbour floor. Because a lot of ships end up wrecked and a lot of stuff gets lost overboard. And she apparently uses this magical device to scour the bottom of the harbour itself. And maybe you might be able to convince her to let you use it to get to the eye catcher undetected.
Do I know where she is?
Yeah, she hangs out in a place called Mistwatch, which is a small area, part of the docks ward. It's pretty run down and it's pretty rowdy. It's known for being full of lowlifes and kind of the worst the docks have to offer.
I know a place.
What?
I know a place. You're going to love it.
I know several places.
You fit right in. This is actually a helpful thing.
Right. I need somewhere to dry off.
No, you'll just... It doesn't matter.
So Mistshore is the name of it.
You'll fit right in just exactly how you are. Promise. I promise.
What is this place?
It's just over here. It's fine.
What's it called? I know this
Mistshore.
Place.
Mistshore.
Do I know?
You can make a check.
Do I know?
Natural 20.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, for sure. So Mistshore is a rundown part of the docks ward. It stinks of fish. It's got a load of burnt out buildings. It's generally known for being full of undesirable sailor types, pirates. It's a pirate haven. It's where pirates go to do shady deals. And generally anybody who's got a rough edge ends up here. However, it's also known of, you know, whilst pirates are untrustworthy scum, they are usually competent untrustworthy scum who are good at what they do. Mistshore is full of that. And I'd say that probably you might, you know, as Flo mentions Mistshore, you begin to kind of remember that there is this dwarven treasure hunter who has some sort of device that she uses to look under the sea.
I'm highly offended.
You smell like fish. You will fit right in.
I just came out the sea.
I know. That's why you will fit right in.
Either way, I think I know who you're going to find.
The other thing you would know with that natural 20 is that she hangs out at a place called the Kraken's Folly, which is an actual beached ship that's now been turned into a crappy tavern, basically.
You want to go to the Folly? She'll be there. Treasure hunter, right? Magical object. Underwater. Lovely.
Yeah.
Do it. Lead the way.
Okay, I will.
So you guys make your way...
Half speed, because tiny legs.
Tiny legs.
Yeah, I'm going to go at my normal speed, I'm sorry.
You make your way to Mistshore, and yeah, this pungent stench of rotting fish, wet wood, rope. You can see like netting has kind of been arranged all around. Rather than having things like stairs and ladders, they've kind of used the makeshift netting of this beach ship as a way to get around the different levels and reach these kind of hovel-like tenement buildings where you can see lots of very shady-looking people, you know, ragged cloaks, beards, women with like dark, you know, circles under their eyes and curved, rusted blades, kind of just watching you as you move around. And as you begin approaching the Folly, this beached, overturned pirate ship, a group of about six of these dodgy-looking folk kind of approach.
You'll be looking in the wrong place. No place for people like you around here.
Oh, come on, you do this every time.
Takes a big swig out of a grey jug.
That's a bold assumption.
Is it now, lady?
Yes.
Fancy clothes, fancy boots you got there.
Yeah.
Here, Esmeralda, you'd like a pair of those boots, wouldn't you? I would. Maybe we take them off you, pretty lass.
I'll just, like, take one of yours. Shift my cloak to show my other guns on my belt, and I'll just be holding my gun over my shoulder.
Okay, give me an intimidate.
Okay.
And then I look at you, it's just like,
what are you doing, short stuff?
You literally ask me this every time I come see the Folly. It's unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever seen you around here before. I remember a funny little man with a funny suit.
How dare you? I'm very well known.
19.
They kind of back away from Fleur a little bit, but they just kind of turns their attention towards Aquamamba, like...
Here, seems you've got yourself quite a scary-looking bodyguard, right? You're a little noble, out for little John.
Do you want my shoes? They won't fit.
Give them.
No, I'm not giving you my shoes.
Maybe we'll take your tongue instead.
Why would you want my tongue?
I don't suggest you do that.
What do you mean? We're trying to be scary. That's what,
it's not
we
working.
We don't want your tongue.
You're terrible at it. You need to do more charismatic things. You need to work up to it, okay?
Maybe if you worked on that, you'd get yourself some fancy boots.
Here, what you fucking want anyway?
Just let us through, and she won't shoot you.
All right. But we'll be watching you.
Great. Watching's free.
They step back, and they part as you make your way through. The actual folly itself has the same outrageous stench of this place, just this rotten fish and wet wood. It just is horrid as you step in. The floors creak, most of it's sodden, it's all damp and wet. There's not a dry surface in the whole place. And you can see that behind the bar there is a very angry-looking half-orc kind of just like spitting in a cup, cleaning it. But at the far edge, sat around the table, is a dwarven woman, this big, thick, very lots and lots of hair, like hair just spilling out over her head, all tied up in cogs and all sorts of kind of like little, trinkets tied up in her hair. And she's got a big pair of goggles, kind of, magnifies her eyes to look enormous.
Is this
and
like
she's
Maz
a little
style?
Bit like Maz, like with these massive eyes. And she's fiddling with some sort of device, like a little kind of brass, like case. And she's kind of fiddling with it. And you recognize her as this is Grinda. Grinda Garloth.
I don't know this woman very well, so if you have a better relationship with her, then please take the lead.
Of course.
I can only really deal with miscreants like the other guys.
Yeah, you dealt with them super well.
Thank you. I know I did.
Okay.
Grinda.
She looks up. These massive eyes.
I forgot how big those eyes were.
You, I remember you. You're the...
And then she takes them off and you can see she just has normal dwarven size.
I remember you. You're that tiefling, the one tinkering with firearms from Antony's.
Quite successfully.
Let's see, what have you been working on?
Well, I've made several improvements to my gun.
Well, let me see.
Well, you can see without touching.
No. Come on, let me see like a true tinker. Let me look. Fine.
She begins examining it. You can see that several of the other patrons have now ducked behind the bar as she's swinging it around.
Yeah, it's really
good. I'm going to do the same.
She swings it like...
Jeez!
Not bad. She hands it over.
Well, what can I do for you, tiefling? You clearly don't need my help with your weaponry.
Not this time. Actually trying to retrieve some acquaintances. No, I wouldn't say friends at this point, but acquaintances.
Colleagues.
Very much so. They might have gotten themselves captured upon a ship.
A ship?
A ship.
Which one? Come, I hope not one of those Luskan ships. Been hearing all sorts of strange tales of folks going missing, being taken aboard by those ships. People go off to do gambling or some such and they go missing.
Interesting. Well, either way, we need to sneak aboard a ship. It's the eye catcher. It's the one.
Tricky. I'm guessing that you'll want to use my apparatus.
This is exactly what I had in mind.
You think that, and what, you just thought you'd come and ask nicely and I'd give you my apparatus?
But I'm such a nice person.
Yes, it's not going to win you any favours here, darling. No. We'll need to some sort of deal. Who, what is this? What is this halfling you've brought along? He looks far too
what
clean.
What is this?
Colleague.
How dare you?
Where are you? Strange.
I'm Aquamamba. Famed espionage agent.
Aquamamba?
Yes.
Aquamamba.
Oh, wait. You know me.
I do. You bought several of my devices for a mission, as I remember.
It wasn't actually me, that was my, receptionist.
Yes, well, your receptionist didn't pay the full amount.
Did she not? No. We sent it through the postal. It must be up and tied up.
She just glares.
It's tied up in the post.
Angles the little brass device in your direction.
What's that?
Do you want to know?
Absolutely not.
Slams it, and this net made of kind of electrified fibers fires out. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god. I should have used some dice. 17.
Wow.
You just managed to like duck as this net flies over your head, catches an unaware looking pirate, just wraps him up, and just slumps to the ground unconscious.
Please do that again.
No, done it once. He doesn't get hit by it again.
That was
ridiculous.
But yeah, he just falls to the ground, steaming a little, alive, but unconscious very much so.
Holy TMA, that's very rude! How could you?
What? You wanted to know what it did?
I could report that to the authorities right now.
Oh, please. Go ahead.
You should never inquire unless you're prepared to see what it does.
And also, I wouldn't recommend you throw around the word authorities around here. And you can see quite a few of the more tough-looking residents. There's a very nasty bunch of crew that are kind of now looking over in your direction.
I don't mean the authorities. I mean the authority in this place.
Yes, well, so far as you're concerned, that's me. Well, if you want to borrow my apparatus and you're working with this cretin, then I'm afraid I'm going to need something. Something, either worth some money in case you break it and I can sell it to make the repairs, or...
Boom! You want this?
What's this? Give me this. Quite expensive. This should adequately cover any repairs. I will hold on to this as a deposit, Aquamamba.
Yeah, treat it well. Unlike you well. Treated that man over there.
You need any help getting the rest of your money, then?
Well, money can be dealt with, yes. I'll sort a payment out with you. This will cover him. Come with me, then.
And she gets up and she waddles out of the tavern and she kind of leads you out into... It must be... It's connected to the actual harbour itself. It's like a wooden warehouse. She goes up, unlocks a big heavy padlock with a key. Go on.
Can I sleight of hand the Ring of Ram back?
Sure, you can try, yeah. Oh, yeah, you watch her put it in her pocket.
Yeah. 22. 27 plus my sleight of hand.
I rolled. I won't add my dice.
34.
Nice.
Egypt.
Damn.
You just kind of bump. Oh, sorry. And just whoosh. Watch where you're going.
Sorry, I've just been diving.
She takes out a big heavy key, unlocks a big padlock on the warehouse, but then she also, before, like, you kind of reach to touch the door, and she's like, ah! And she waves her hand, makes a few gestures, and a sigil kind of deactivates. She opens the doors and leads you inside. It's very dark, and then as she shuts the door again, the lights kind of flicker on, like these magical orbs just kind of and illuminate it. And you can see that floating in a kind of half-submerged dock is what looks to be a big brass barrel. It's the best way to describe it. It's like an enormous brass barrel with two ends. It looks like it has two kind of like eyes on the front. And she just gestures. Well, here it is.
Thank you kindly. Very nice of you.
It is.
Yep.
No harm will come to it, I promise you.
Oh, you're just going to jump in, are you? Have you ever operated an apparatus of Kowalsh before?
No, but my colleague here has some arcane knowledge.
I'm sure that he can absolutely determine what it does then.
Yes, I'll scour through the tome of instruction manual.
Do you need me to tell you what it does?
Yes, please.
This is a point I wish I had got my DM's guide, because I thought I could open it up in D&D Beyond, but I can't. Well, if one of you, who's not using their iPad or their phone, who's got D&D Beyond on it?
I've got D&D
Never mind, I'll get it on my phone.
Okay.
Tom's got it.
I get my phone.
Okay.
Well, because okay. Tom's going to need his stats in a minute, so.
Nah, it's fine. I remember my athletics is 11. That's all I need.
So if you search, it's the apparatus of Kowalsh.
How do you pronounce
it? How the hell are you spelling Kowalsh?
I need to try and find
Kowalsh.
It.
Koala.
It's, yeah, no, it's...
just search apparatus.
I lost it.
Kowalsh.
Eh. Come on.
Got it.
You got it?
Kowalsh. Oh, wow, it does look like a brass barrel.
So if you... so she goes up to it. And she opens a secret panel on the back of the barrel. So it doesn't look like that currently. It's just the barrel right now.
Yeah.
She opens up a little panel on the back of this barrel, crawls inside, and you can see the inside is a selection of 10 levers. She pulls one, and legs pop out the side, two claws stick out the front, little eyes come up, and she's just like, right, well... can I borrow your iPad then for a second, Tom? Because I need to read out exactly how this thing works.
Remember, I need my stats in a second.
Yeah, I know.
Athletics.
God, why are you a little jebber?
I
think a little.
You should use your inspiration to get us out of this.
That gives me advantage, though.
So, there are 10 levers inside.
Pushing one up will achieve one function. Pulling it down will achieve another function.
Well, slow down.
And she will give you... apparatus. She will give you the instructions on how to operate it, and in that way I don't have to constantly tell you.
I'll bring it up in a different tab.
Yes, that would be great, actually, because it does have hit points, it does have an armor class, and each of these levers is you have to have them in either on, you have to either have them in the up position or the down position. So that means that whilst you are moving forwards... to stop, you have to go backwards. You can't just like, or you have to just stop dead and make it do nothing. So it's kind of like an all or nothing in certain things. And also if you want to change what it does. So like if you're like attack, you have to do the second attack before you can do the first attack again. Like you're constantly like, cha-chung, 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 cha-chung.
Sounds like it.
So if you just search for apparatus, you should find it.
All right.
She gives you the overall thing and it's like, lever one. Legs and tail extend and allows you to walk or swim. Pulling it back, legs and tail come in, speed is zero. Number two, push it forward, forward window opens. Pull it back, forward window shuts.
You don't want open windows underwater.
They're still sealed, they'll just allow you to see, but it will obviously give you visibility.
All right.
Third window, side windows, open shuts. Fourth, claws extend, retract. Fifth, claws will make an attack. You can swipe and snip. If you pull it back, it will attempt to try and grab whatever is in front of you. Six will push you forwards, or if you pull it back, it will send you backwards. Seven, it turns 90 degrees left, down, 90 degrees right.
No increments.
Nope, 90 degrees.
Wow.
In a very grid-like fashion.
Yes. Eight will turn the lights on, turn the lights off. Nine will make you sink lower in water, or up, it will make you rise 20 feet. And then the last one will open and unseal the hatch. Don't do that one underwater.
Right.
Unless you need to get out.
Thank you.
I have also built into it, and she points to a glowing crystal, and that is a homing signal. When you are done, send it back.
Yes.
Or I will come for you.
Will you?
Yes.
Do you have another one?
Yes, she absolutely will.
I absolutely will.
Do you have another one?
No! This is my only one. Don't damage my apparatus.
Just out of curiosity, what can we expect to attack?
Well, normally nothing. However, there has been a particularly nasty shark which has been roaming around the harbour and the authorities have not dealt with it yet.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that one. I call him Obliterous.
You know, sharks are mostly harmless.
This one is not.
Right. Very well. An anger issue.
All right, well, get inside. It can only accommodate two of you at a time, so once you've got your friends, you won't be able to use this device to get out.
That's okay. We'll send it back.
Yes, make sure you do. Right, well, in you get.
Thank you. Who's
going to pilot it? Only one of you can pilot it at a time.
Well, I got the instructions right in here, so...
Sounds like you're relying on the little halfling.
So don't worry, I can oversee.
Ah, good. Well, and then she leads to it.
Your assistance, as always, is very much appreciated.
Yes, yes, yes. Just don't damage my apparatus.
Pulling lever 10 so it closes the hatch.
Yep.
While she's still talking, hopefully.
Yep. And then you notice the sound is gone, like it's soundproof inside.
Beautiful. All right. Lever 2 up. Forward window shutters open.
And it opens and you can now see like the water bobbing.
The legs and tail are extended already.
Yep.
So we just need to just... pull lever 6 forward.
And it
starts walking.
But it doesn't go down. It just goes forward. And it just kind of bonks into the front of this warehouse.
Oh, yeah. To pull it back to neutral. And then,
back. Bonk.
Wait. No, forward.
Bonk.
Down. Down.
Okay,
down.
Nine forward. Okay.
Then it eventually starts going down at an angle.
God, this is really stupid. Okay.
And then eventually it hits the seafloor of the harbour, and then it just starts scuttling along like a big crab.
Let's just hope the ship's in a straight line from here. No 90-degree turns.
So 90-degree turns only.
Hey, eye lights.
And you can now see the kelp and the nice. Wrecks below. As the apparatus is scuttling along the bay floor, the lights come on.
We're coming, Birdie and Boomer!
And then we see the lights kind of glow, and it does that whole thing where the screen fills with light, and then it cuts back to frost-covered Birdie and Boomer.
Nice.
So second round.
Holy crap.
Huh?
Cinematography in this campaign.
Birdie.
I would like to just
So what I'm chained to, a halfling behind me.
It's like a statue of a heart, like a big, fat, greedy halfling stuffing a sack full of treasure, but you're chained to him. And
Well, I can walk around.
Like, no, it's like built into the floor. Okay. It's like a float. Imagine like a big carnival float.
So if I was to bonus action dash with this thing I'm attached to, does that give me any bonus?
Your legs are tied together, but what I'm saying is, you moving.
I want to use all 16 feet of movement as strength to launch this thing.
I don't like saying no as a dungeon master, but that is not how the rules work.
I want to convert distance.
If you want to use your strength, then yes, you can do that to try and... What are you trying to do, like lift yourself up, or are you trying to like break away?
I mean, it's a halfling.
Yeah, but it's made of like a really thick mortared mixture. It's like a the kind of a really, and it's probably got like wood on the inside. It's like bolted to the floor.
In that case, I'll.
You can try and rip it free if you wanted to, rather than break out of the rope and chains. If you just wanted to like rip this halfling statue off the float, you can try that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm going to like plant my feet and then just throw myself forward.
Sure, that's an athletics check for sure.
And I'll take a couple of dice as well. And if this doesn't work, I am inspirationing.
Ooh!
21, 22, 25, 27, plus my athletics, 38.
Okay, so you... And you begin to hear it cracking. You can feel this thing giving way, but nice. It's going to take you more than just one check to completely rip it free. Oh. So you're like... And you can feel yourself making progress. You're going to earn one progress towards ripping off the halfling face.
One progress.
One prog. Nice.
Boomer, what are you doing? You're starting to feel pretty cold at this point. Bertie doesn't seem to be as affected, but you're like... shivering.
If I dislocated my arm...
Right. Sorry, hang on. In all of that RP, that's the idea you came to.
I dislocated my arm, would that help me get out of the hand ropes?
I guess so, because then it's...
Slack.
It creates a bit of slack, right? Like, that's how they do it in the movies, where, like, they break their own...
break a thumb.
And then you can slide it free. Okay, so yes, it will make other tasks much more difficult, but it will make getting out of the ropes... much easier.
Well, it's more that I want to get into my kex so I can get a little chime. Can I dislocate my arm?
Okay.
Bold move.
Well, I'll imagine it's just trying to, like, I don't know, do that thing.
So I think the problem is you would need to have some knowledge of how to do it. So I think you're going to need to make a medicine check. Because you need to know how to set a dislocation to purposely pop it back out, you know?
That's not great for me.
Well, I suppose, like, maybe not medicine, like, maybe just, like, a general intelligence check.
I can do intelligence.
I know you're quite smart, but just intelligence, no proficiency, so just the plus four.
And some dice.
Yeah.
Come on, Poppy.
Oh, 16, 19, 20 with the dice.
24, then.
24. So, yeah, like, this isn't, like, the ropes are really tightly secured, but you're like, okay... I think I know how I can do this. I think I know how I can dislocate my shoulder. And you just start kind of wiggling and trying to ram your shoulder against like the things and just trying to wrench it free. It is painful. So I think that you're going to take some damage. What's your max hit points?
48.
And what are you at the minute? Are you at max?
39.
You're at 39.
Take 39 damage.
No.
Yeah.
I think you would take from dislocating your own arm. Let's have a look at damage level on the severity table here on my DM's guild. Dangerous, yeah, that seems about right.
I'll just roll 3d12, is that cool?
Leave me alone.
You're going to take... What's that? You're going to take 8 points of damage as you kind of wrench your shoulder, and you feel like it pop out.
Can I just go, it's not permanent. Mother!
However, any check that requires like you to use both hands... 100% you're going to have disadvantage and other penalties for. But you managed to, like, pop it, and so you can feel the rope slacken quite significantly.
Mm-hmm. Can I wriggle out of it?
Well, you're still going to have to make checks to do that, but it's going to become much easier to do. So I'd say that dislocating your shoulder is, like, a move slash bonus. So, yeah, make an acrobatics to try and break free, to try and wriggle out the ropes. Yeah, let's burn up all those dice. Leave none for the others.
Acrobatics?
Yeah. Or athletics, but I'm assuming you'd want to use athletics.
I will use athletics.
11.
Okay.
Dice.
12, 13, 14.
Even with a dislocated shoulder, you're like, okay, I've got, you're like, ah, I've got this now. Oh no, it's still really tight. And you're like wriggling around and it's super cold. You can feel yourself getting really frosty. And yeah, it's real struggle. Bertie.
Struggle is real.
Okay, I'm gonna lean back a little bit and then just fucking launch forward.
You're just like swinging yourself. Like, yeah. Trying to use your weight and momentum and strength.
But this time...
This is all core strength at this point. This is what all of those those crunches and ab workouts were for.
It's just doing the most extreme crunch in the show.
Can I use inspiration?
You'd have to announce it before you roll
it, man.
Yeah, I've said this before.
Oh, I thought it was just... Okay. That's bad, then. That's... Like 12, 23.
So I like to think that like you go to do this kind of like throw yourself forward, but like you probably like smack your head on the back of this statue or something like that.
Aww,
like,
ow! Man. And it kind
of throws you off as you throw yourself forward. Boomer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go try and wriggle again.
Wriggle. I'm gonna wriggle.
Do a wriggle one.
A little wriggler. Wow. Oh, natural 20 plus 6, yeah, 7, 8, 9.
So 29?
29.
Okay. With your dislocated shoulder, yes, you manage to, like, and you manage to wriggle it. And you can probably do enough, like, you wriggle most of your one arm off, but you've still got a little bit bound there. Like, but it's now going to be much easier to wriggle your
it's
hands
making
free.
Me feel all, like...
But you're not trying to get out of the wriggles. You're just trying to reach down.
I want
right?
to get into my pants.
Okay, yeah. So with the 29, you're only partially out of the rope, so you get one progress towards getting out of the ropes, mm-hmm. but your free hand can now reach your trousers, so you can retrieve your Chime of Opening.
Can I yep. have a little rummage?
Yeah, you get your Chime of Opening, yeah.
Yeah. And can I toot it and unlock Bertie's... Bertie's lock.
So you can choose.
There's two locks. Right?
There's two locks. So you unlock one of Bertie's locks.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of Bertie's locks is now. You hear it like clink and open, but the chains are still held on by the other lock. Ignore that.
Okay.
That's the sound of the dragon grinding inside.
Yeah.
Bertie, top of your round. The cold's starting to get to you now.
Oh, come on.
No, it is. This is blasting you with like ice and snow.
Okay.
This is unpleasant.
Oh.
But you're not gonna take damage just yet.
No. Okay, in that case. So it's slightly cracked, the half thing. It's now on one chain.
Yes, we got two chains each.
Yes.
One on your feet.
What two locks each.
Okay. I guess I'm just gonna do the same again.
Okay.
But this time really lean back and then really throw myself.
And use your inspiration.
This time I'm using my inspiration.
Okay, so you have advantage, so roll with 2d6, take the highest.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So athletics.
6, 19, 30.
30.
30 for Bertie.
Crunch! You hear like the halfling statue snaps free. It's incredibly heavy, and you're still tied to it. Your arms and legs are still bound, but the halfling statue is now free. Now it's just weighing you down.
Now it's on top of me while I'm hog-tied onto the floor.
You're still kind of like, you're still sat down, but yeah, you can move your back, you can kind of twist around a bit better, and you can probably try and, it will make it much easier to wriggle free now
what
that you're
lock
loose.
Was opened though?
So one of Bertie's chains.
One of your chains.
Yeah, but the chains are wrapped around like his whole torso, and then the locks are just keeping them in place. Boomer, the start of your turn, you take five. Is it five? Did I write that down? What did I write down? Five cold damage at the start of your turn.
Okay.
As you begin to feel like your skin's turning numb, unable to feel it, what would you like to do?
Am I going blue?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wondered what I'd look like if I was blue.
Delirious.
Toot.
Are you going to snap the other lock?
Second lock on
Okay, how many uses do you have? Because it's 10 uses in total.
So I had already used two, one to get into the opener window, and then one on him, so I have seven left.
Yeah, okay, so your other lock and the chains begin... So now you're completely free of the statue that you just spent ages breaking yourself off
of.
But your hands and legs are still bound. Your hands are still tied behind your back and your legs are tightly bound together. So you can sort of like wriggle worm. And that's about it.
Okay.
Can I wriggle towards
be Nerman?
You're still chained. You're completely chained.
He has to be Nerman.
I have become Nerman.
You've become Nerman. what would you like to do? We'll do one more round and then we'll cut back to the others.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what I can do while just laying there with like rope around my hands. But like, I guess, would it be easy for me... In the position I'm in, on my stomach, to pull my legs up to my hands and
just step through.
No, I want to hear what Tom was going to go with initially.
So there's binds around like my ankles, binds around my wrists.
Yes.
I'm in a hogtie position, so I could theoretically, with my hands behind my back, grab hold of the rope that's around my ankles and just tug.
Yes.
I'm like somersault.
And I'm thinking if I pull hard enough, I'll go inside out.
And I'll be free.
And then the rope will be in me.
Absolutely.
I like that. That's actually what Matt is thinking. The rope will be inside me,
and then it's not a problem anymore.
You.
That's how the body works.
You can absolutely try that. Yes.
Okay. Good.
So, I mean, so you're trying to just yank with all of your strength.
I mean, I feel like if I'm pulling the rope, it will like snap. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, you can make an athletics check for sure.
That's 21, that's 22, 33.
You...
RP this one, Mark.
you don't really throw yourself forward. You're kind of laying on your front. You bring your legs up behind your back towards your hands.
Yeah.
You grab the rope, you said.
Yeah.
And you just tug with all your
strength. And I just pull.
Okay. So I like to imagine that you're tied incredibly tightly. So your legs probably, you're probably also yanking on like your legs a little bit as well. Your ankle probably like dislocates as well.
Oh,
like, as it
God.
Kind of snaps.
Yay, dislocation buddies.
Yeah, which is going to hamper your movement. You take 10 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
But you manage to pull most of the rope off your feet free. So now you just have your hands tied behind your back.
Okay, sweet. Nice.
Boomer, start of your turn. Another 5 cold damage.
Buddy, get your ass over here, mate. Can I, like, bonus action try and wriggle out the hand ropes and then toot my toot?
No. An action to try and get through.
Okay.
Even if you're a little goblin, I'm afraid.
Toot the toot. Can I... Yeah, can I try and get the rest of the rope off my arms, please?
Yeah, that's going to be acrobatics. Or athletics. Okay. Whichever one you want.
Athletics.
Athletics.
And 10.
No.
Just no. Just no.
I'm trying to... find stuff, like, man, sometimes books are way quicker. Search function sometimes not always great.
Yeah, it's very particular.
Yeah, I just want to, like, find the thing that I want. Don't send me a bunch of stuff, like, in the same category. I'll get out of my monster manual. So, yeah, you kind of, you're desperately trying to wiggle, but you're broken, like, your dislocated arm, you're like, nyeh, and you've got the chime in one hand, you're like, oh, you can't quite get it free now, and you're just trying to wriggle yourself out, but yeah, it doesn't really work. Bertie, we'll go back, we'll do one more with you, and then we'll do one more round here, and then we'll...
Okay,
So
I can now imagine...
You can move.
No. I can get up, yes. My hands are still bound.
Yes, and so you I'm can gonna, feel like, yourself that, like, next round you're going to start taking cold damage.
Yeah.
If you remain in the area, which is about a 60-foot cone in front of this thing.
Hey, Boomer, you got sharp teeth, right?
Yeah, but you need to get over here, you little twat.
Okie dokie.
And I'll go up to Boomer.
You just crawl up to Boomer. Yeah.
I'll turn around and... hold my hands open to her teeth.
Okay. Yeah.
So that she just gnaws the rope.
His,
sorry.
I'm a man. Okay.
So, let's see how much damage can Boomer do with his teeths.
I'm also pulling on the ropes as well, like not away from the mouth, but I mean like horizontally.
You're trying to make them tense.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll add some bonus damage.
Cool.
How much damage do you want on an strike, Boomer? So what's your strength?
Strength, +3.
+3? Yeah, you got some strong chompers.
So
you do 1 point of damage because you're not trained in unarmed strikes, plus your strength, so 4. I'll give you +2 damage from Bert.
Do I get Fury of the Small? She's really...
I mean, Fury of the Small, they are definitely furious. Chompers.
That's like a short rest. You have to... It's like expended, right? You can do it once per short rest. Sure, if you want to expend your short rest...
I need to get out of here.
Small, you're just like... like a piece of corn. And like just fibres are like falling off like, as you like...
I'm very hungry as well.
...bite your way through it. Yeah, I'd say that that's more than enough. Like, you're like, ah, nah, nah, and snap. You feel like the rope snap completely.
Nice.
Now get me out of here.
Well, that's your go.
That's my go.
Boomer, 5 more points of cold damage.
Birdie, if I don't make it out of here, promise me, you'll find that farm, you'll settle down, and you'll raise chickens, and you'll call one of them Boomer after me, all right?
What a chicken is. Well, you better believe I will.
You better do, mate.
Okay.
Toot! Can I toot my chime?
Yeah, so one of the locks on your chains breaks free. As the little tunk, the lock falls down, it's almost like it's falling through water. Oh. As then we see the apparatus like...
These levers are so huge.
You've been traveling for like maybe about 10 minutes, just kind of scuttling along the bottom of the harbour, and you begin to see the ship, the very bottom of the ship, the hull of the ship in the distance. But you also see a shape.
Turn the lights
in the dark.
Oh, God. I've got to pull back lever 8.
Eight. So the lights, and it all goes dark.
I've got this all like written on my arm.
There's no light at all. So unless you have a light source internally, there is no light. You're just in pure darkness. You've got your hands on two levers, and you need to guess where the others are if there's no light source.
I've got dark vision.
You've got dark vision. Sounds great.
Can I?
Do you have dark vision?
The Aquamamba always senses, has vision of darkness.
Don't touch anything just now. Can I guide him to the right levers?
So you're like reaching over, like holding the levers with him.
He's
sure.
Small.
You can try. Yeah, you can absolutely try.
I can see through walls. I can't.
you're just guessing.
Yeah.
You see the shape, and the shark is getting closer and closer. What do you want to try and do?
I've got an idea.
Stop and pull the legs in and wait for it to go away.
No.
Okay.
We grab the shark and we throw it on the deck. Causing a distraction to allow us to get in.
I don't think this thing has a throw function, though. I like it, but it can't throw it.
You can grab it.
I can hear something. It's like there's some kind of warning.
Just grab it. Turning on the lights. Eight.
As you turn on the lights, you see a giant eye of the shark's head in front of you as it just swims past, and you feel this creature engage the apparatus. Can you roll some initiative for me, please?
Both of us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't know what I'm going to do either.
You could, get out the back and shoot it underwater.
20.
Let all the water in.
Yeah, let all the water
in. Just do it quickly. No.
No.
Okay, what did you get, Fleur?
20.
Aquamamba.
18.
And then Mr. Shark is 16. Fleur, what do you want to do? So you can grab some of the levers. You're just not 100% sure of which ones do what.
Can I make an intelligence check to see if I remember?
Yeah, sure. Make an intelligence check.
I'm just going to make it straight. Nope. She doesn't know.
So if you want to grab a lever, we'll roll to see which lever you pull.
It's a D10.
Yeah?
But I'm going to roll one.
Okay, so you just grab a lever and you're like... Rah! Roll a D10 for me. What does a 7 do, Christopher?
The apparatus turns 90 degrees left.
So you just away from the shark. Whoa!
you can
pull up to two levers, by the way, as an action.
Yep. Okay, let's try.
You could just pull the other one if you wanted. Eight. Nope, you pulled a different one.
The lights turn off.
So, complete darkness.
Stop! What are you doing?
No!
Aquamamba, what do you do?
Dad, I'm going to turn the lights on.
Yep, lights on, that's one lever. And you can see it's in front of you. It's like swimming round to the side.
And then, can I extend the arms with four? Forward. Two claws extend.
These claws like Transformer.
So now I can attack.
These giant claws, you can now attack with them. Yeah, as these claws extend.
I'm gonna get you, little sharky.
The shark will try and bite the apparatus.
Five.
What's the AC of the apparatus? It should be at the very
20.
Top. That's a 21 to hit.
Oh.
Wow.
So it does hit the apparatus. And that's gonna be 11 points of damage. No, sorry, 17 points of damage.
Ooh.
As you feel like this.
How many hit points does this thing?
200.
OP.
So, Fleur, what do you want to do? You can make another intelligence check.
He just told me.
Okay, so if he tells you what to do.
Five.
Okay, so you pull five, what's five do?
It does the attack.
Okay, make the attack. So Fleur can make it, actually. Okay. So roll d20.
It's 2d6 bludgeoning.
Well, what's the attack roll? It needs to
the attack roll would be...
It should say on the command.
Doesn't actually...
Yeah.
It does.
It's on the one with the lever.
Plus 8 to hit.
Yeah, there you go. It's plus 8 to hit.
28.
Yeah, absolutely hits. Is this claw like
2d6.
Plus anything or just 2d6?
Did you pull the lever forward or back?
I pushed it forward.
Okay, it's doing an attack.
Okay.
Instead of a grapple.
And is it just 2d6 or is it plus anything?
2d6.
Just 2d6.
Six.
Okay. So you kind of like, and you cut like a little bit of the shark's body, but it kind of swims off and then begins retreating back. What are you doing, Aquamumba?
Get back here! I'm going to try and chase.
It's within range. You can, yeah, you can just chase after it. You can just push forward.
Six.
Yeah, forwards. You catch up to it.
And then I'm going to pull back on five to do a grapple.
Okay, so do it.
Yeah. 14.
Still nice there. 14 is still enough to hit it, though. So you grab it with both pincers.
The target's grappled.
Okay, so it's grappled.
To escape the DC 15.
Okay, so it's struggling to get free.
All right, I'm taking it to the surface!
Is it a 15?
Yeah.
14! It doesn't, so you still got it in your grip. Stay Fleur, what are you doing? You don't know?
I pull.
Do you want to roll? Pull a lever?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to be like, hold do something!
Turn. Okay, so Akamamba, your turn.
Nine. Back.
So you go, back, go up. And so you go start going upwards. Okay.
20 feet.
So, yeah, you go up. It's going to take you a little bit of time to try and get to the surface. Guess if you want to try and throw the shark onto the thing.
Brilliant.
No, doesn't fail to get out of the grapple. It's like thrashing around.
So I'm doing 9.
It can still
six.
Attack you, but it's at disadvantage.
9 and 6 towards the ship.
20 to hit.
Just.
Yes.
So you take another 13, 14, 20 points of damage. Whoop. So it's like biting into the claws. You can feel like it beginning to, you know, jostle the apparatus around as you're like flying up to the surface. Just continue going up straight. Do you want to try and like attack it or like just go full to? Okay, so if you start going forward as well, you begin rocketing upwards as best
angling,
as you can.
Like that way.
Rocketing upwards.
Yeah, just doesn't manage to get free. It's going to attack you again with disadvantage. This time it's only going to get a 14, so it doesn't hit. As the next time you like breach the surface as this giant crab,
shark of the ship,
make so use the.
I'm gonna pull the five lever to do an attack.
Do an attack. You want to try and throw it? You like basically you want to try and punch it forward. Yeah. So make an attack roll with
punch.
It. You have advantage because it's grappled. You have advantage because it's grappled.
Oh, I'm going to add these dice.
It's a good job you haven't finished rolling then, isn't it? Because you have advantage, you roll the detail. Oh, you added on. Yeah.
28
you
just, plus
yeah.
8.
So you 30. Release it in 30. Midair, and then one of these claws just slams into it. The shark flies in. You hear cries of these sailors like, as this shark lands on the deck.
Go back
this
down!
Thing is huge. So if you imagine that this is the deck of the ship. I don't know if we've got it yet. Steve's got it up there.
Yeah.
it's like it's about the size of like two of these.
Wow.
Oh
so
my
it's
God.
Enormous. It just lands
present.
On the front. And yeah, just collapses in front.
Submerge submerge while they're distracted.
I'll get the main deck of the
we
ship.
We need to get out of the thingy to get in. So I'm gonna open the hatch.
So that's the front of that's the deck of the ship. And it's like, bah!
It just slams on top of that.
And it's like writhing around and its tails.
You get out and swim.
God, it's like quarter the size of the ship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
It's a huge.
Did it land on anyone?
Yeah, it probably did. Like, they it crushed one of the sailors. And you see that when the sailor dies, their disguise disappears and they turn into a drow. And so the others are like desperately like hauling him that thing. And you can start to see them beginning to like cast spells and fire hand crossbows at this thing. And they're yeah, everybody on the front of the deck of the ship is.
I'm resetting all the levers back to neutral.
So it just turns into a barrel.
And I'm going to pull while I'm on the surface, right? We're floating on the surface.
You're floating on the surface. So I'm just going to make a quick perception check to see if anybody notices this barrel. Looks like they're too distracted by the shark for now.
I'm going to open the hatch. Open. Get out.
So the back of the deck is now open.
Otherwise, they're going to sink this thing.
I'm going to swim.
So you just jump out towards the ship?
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay.
But I want to try and do it sneakily.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so stealth
check. I want to look for, like, any sort of windows, I guess, on the ship?
None that are open, because they generally don't leave windows open.
No, but is there anything that looks like I could climb up or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's like side. Yeah, there's loads of stuff on the side that you could climb up onto the main deck.
Actually, I have this cloak and I can climb on vertical surfaces.
Oh, okay.
Down.
So you can just swim over to the ship and then just walk along the side of the ship and climb up onto the main deck. Yeah, for sure.
I won't fully climb up yet.
Yeah. Let's just make a stealth check to see if you get spotted. I'll give them I'll give them disadvantage because they're distracted by a giant shark.
Someone looking out the porthole.
Just walk over.
I heard a shark, but now 21. I can see someone.
Okay, yeah, there's so even lady. You're kind of swimming along, but it does seem that they're currently distracted by the big ship. What are you doing, Aquamamba?
I'm going to push 6 so that it just bumps up against the ship and no one can see it on the top.
Okay.
And then get out.
Okay, and then you climb out as well.
Yeah, so it's just left there with the back door open.
Give me a stealth check. He's like, I don't need extra dice. Oh, wait, no, I do.
Yeah, that's a, what is it? A stupid amount. 10.
10. So you're like, as the barrel hits the side of the ship, you hear a very loud boom. And you're like, you start sneaking out, and you kind of jump off the barrel and like latch onto the side of the ship. A little portcullis just opens a little bit, and kind of sticking his head out is this Luskan sailor who like looks down at the noise and just looks directly down at you as you're like, on the side of the ship just beneath this little porthole window. Boomer and Bertie, we jump back over to you guys now as we see, as he looks down into Aquamumba's eyes.
Yeah.
It zooms in on one eye, and then it zooms out onto you guys.
And we've got exactly the same eyes. Weird.
Exactly, Mark. I love you so much.
Look, I love it.
Okay, I am going
so to... So you take 5 cold damage at the start of your turn.
Oh, crap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 damage taken. I'm going to use fucking A.
Mm-hmm.
On the last lock.
So you're just going to punch the lock. Just go for it.
It's going to be reckless as well.
Sure. I have stats for the locks. I was prepared.
Do you?
Yep.
Huh. You just one of these. Bam. Ooh. Ooh. 21, 30.
Hits.
A hit. 1,
hits the lock.
4 plus 6. Where's my d4? Where's my d4?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. 8 damage.
8 points of damage. Now, if you had magic fists, that would make a difference. But because this is a lock, it absorbs some of the blow. You snap, you hear it dent, and you can see it's become weakened, but it's not quite enough to rip it free.
Damn. Can I get sneak attack on that?
No.
Can I not sneak attack a lock?
We're right next to each other.
It's surprising a lock. No.
Are you a frenzy bubber? Oh, no, you've not unlocked that yet. That's right.
A what now?
No, don't worry.
Okay.
You can make an offhand attack as a bonus action.
Hey, it can't make opportunity attacks against me now.
Okay, you can make your offhand attack.
Oh, sweet. So I can use fucking B.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the whole point of your character. That's how we made it.
Wait, could I have reckless that as well?
Yeah. It's all of your attacks. You reckless all of your attacks for the round.
Okay, cool. 16, like 24.
Hits.
6 damage.
It just takes another 6. This, and it's just enough. You kind of like punch it with one.
Bam, bam.
You smack it and it ding, snaps off and the chains uncoil from Boomer, who's still tied up with the... You've got the ropes.
Half on my hands.
Half on your hands, yeah. So, and then you've got enough on your legs. Your go, Boomer. You take 5 points of cold damage.
This is it, buddy. Buddy, you gotta get me out of here.
That's okay. We're getting out. It's fine.
You gotta move me, mate.
Okay.
Can I... try and get the rest of my...
Athletics or acrobatics? Your hand's free.
Get nibbling.
But they're still behind her back at the moment.
Ah, damn it.
His back.
Why is it wrong? Because you're a girl!
I get it, right? I've been there. I play a lot of female characters. Oh, yeah, him. Blah, blah, blah. I get it.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Nope.
It's up the DCs, isn't it?
No. The DCs were up. I lowered them because you dislocated your arm, but it's still not enough. You're like wriggling, but cold. You're like, yes. You begin getting sleepy. Bertie.
Okay, so is there an open door?
There is. So you're looking around you. You take a moment watching your friend freeze to death to look around you.
Well, I mean, I just...
And you see that you are in a large cargo hold of the ship. You can see all these different floats. There appears to be like a few feet away. There's like a rope... elevator. It's not rope, actually. You're not quite sure how it activates, but there seems to be like a platform with a crystalline control lever. And above it, you can see like a pair of doors which seem to open upwards. There is also at the far end of the room, there is a section of doors as well. So if we go back to this map.
Not sharp deck.
So you guys are currently basically here, like very this tip. Very, very tip of the ship. You can see this is the kind of elevator. You can see some stairs, and then what appears to be another section of the ship further back.
And is this dragon only facing like one way?
Yeah, it's facing that way.
So if we got behind it.
Yes, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Boomer, want to go for a ride?
Yes, buddy.
Cool. I'm gonna pick her up. I guess hogtied.
You just like grab the ropes,
Boomer, pick him up,
yeah,
and over my shoulder,
yeah,
and I'm just gonna walk,
yeah, and then you get, yeah, you're no longer in the trap anymore.
Thank you,
bam,
yeah. Thanks.
So you move over, and you want to go over to the little lift.
Oh, hang on, I want to see the halfling again.
Don't you dare, baby, or I will come back and I will haunt you.
So I'm just going through the door.
So you just go through the open space, yeah, the double door.
Yeah, just out of the way of the.
So you get back.
Should I have taken 5 damage?
Yes, yeah. You would have taken 5 more damage.
Got your back, bro.
Thanks, man.
Can I have inspiration?
Nope.
Damn it!
I can't reward you all the time.
One day.
So you can see that there is at the rear end of the ship, as you kind of step through these open doors, mm-hmm. There's more of these floats. You can see more of these parts of these floats. You can see half broken clockwork monsters. You can see a gold dragon, which just appears to be canvas. It doesn't seem to have any mechanical parts. There are also 4 large spiders kind of positioned on one of these floats as well.
Cute.
What's your wisdom?
My wisdom. Plus 0, 10.
Cool.
I'm the same.
Yeah, you just move into the bank and yeah, there's these more floats. And you can see a couple more doors, you can see some more stairs. What do you want to do?
Boomer, you're smart. Where do we go?
Well, that fancy looking, I don't know. The fancy looking fella said that if we got out, we should go find him. I like my stuff. Do you see my stuff anywhere? I feel really itchy when I don't have my bombs.
I'm looking around for my stuff.
You vaguely remember while you were unconscious them taking your stuff and mentioning something about storing them. You thought you remembered hearing Jarlaxle's voice saying, oh, just put them in my quarters. I'll identify them later.
Hey, where's his quarters?
I don't know. Up.
Well, I'm going up.
I'm so cold. Hold me. Hold me, birdie.
So you're going to move towards the stairs at the back?
Cradling the goblin. Working all the stuff off of me.
Like, to be honest, now that you're not in immediate danger, it doesn't take long for like Bertie to like help you and get rid of the thing. So yeah, you can...
I grab the rope and I just fucking wave it.
Can I pop my arm back in?
Sure, make a medicine check.
I just got the vision of in Infinity War when Rocket's in the pod and Thor's just starts swinging it around.
Ow! Ow! You're just slamming your shoulder into a wall. Make a perception check for me, Boomer, as you start slamming your shoulder into the wall.
There's something in this room he really wants us to find. Perception.
Oh, don't worry.
Perception.
Sounds like it'll find
90!
Oh, yeah, you definitely spot something. Out of the corner of your eyes, you're trying to... Like, when you slam your shoulder into the wall and desperately try to...
get out.
For fuck's sake.
It's a friend. She's going to heal me.
You see, there's these 4 very colourful giant spiders that were parts of the floats. And you swear, did one of them just move? It looks like it's in a different position.
Where are they in relation to us and the door?
So, the spiders, I'll just mark them there. There's one over here, one over here.
Oh, just in all 4 corners of this room.
One over here. Yeah.
Jeez.
And, you're pretty sure one of them just moved. And before you do anything, I'm trying to find their stats so that I can do something. But once again...
Inanimate floats have.
Yeah, what kind of... Yeah, floats. Why would I need stats for those?
They won't be on D&D Beyond. Let's just leave.
Yeah. Just let us go, Mark.
Seriously, I just searched giant spider. How is it not there?
You're having fun with your pyramid.
Let us live.
I've used a lot of dice.
You have used a lot of dice.
I was in immediate danger. Well, Boomer was.
Boomer is pretty bad.
I'm so cold.
How cold do you look?
like so, grisly cold hand of death is
so do you me. Start making your way for the rear stairs at the back of the ship or back out of the double doors to the stairs that you saw before?
Beamer said up, so I'm going.
Are these the Bertie, the spiders are moving.
Yeah, these are stairs as well.
Bertie, the spiders are moving. The spiders are moving.
When you start saying that, Boomer, both of you make strength saving throws, please. Oh, no, sorry, no, I make an attack roll. Sorry, I misread this. So what's your AC?
15.
What's your AC?
14.
Both of you, one of these spiders scuttles in a sudden movement and sprays this sticky webbing that encapsulates.
Oh, hey, I can walk through.
You can just walk through it, I know. It's crazy.
So bound again.
So you're just covered in these sticky webs. I'll just replace your initiatives. I'll keep your initiatives the same. And I'll just roll one for the spider.
Dead.
11.
I got nothing.
So as this spider, it begins scuttling. It doesn't immediately attack you. It looks like it's going to scutter over to the stairs leading up. Aquamumba, you are currently staring
up. How's this tradition happening?
Okay, so as you watch the spider scuttling up the stairs, we follow the spider as it scuttles up onto the second floor. It passes a room where a drow a sailor is looking out of a window.
Perfect.
And then we cut to Aquamumba looking up at him.
Can I? Am I still
you're like, yeah, you're like on the side of the ship, but he hasn't seen you. So what the two of you want to do? I'll give you the drop, because this guy was not expecting to see a halfling when he poked his head out.
Might check to see if I can see.
You can see me.
Yeah, you can see. Yeah, you can see them.
Boom! I'm gonna put my gun
to the side of his head. So you're
like,
stood on the side of this boat, literally horizontally, and you're just like yeah, sure. Yeah. Make an attack.
Doctor Strange.
Yep. You have advantage. You have surprise on him. So.
Three,
22. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. Well, you've murdered.
19 damage plus.
Is that with your sneak attack?
Sneak attack. Wait, 19. 21 because it's my gun.
Sure. So, I believe.
24.
Damage. So you. Is it with the pistol or is this with the big sniper rifle? So this massive sniper rifle, this spider cloak whipping in the wind as you're stood horizontally on the side of a boat, you just hear this enormous. Kaboom! As it erupts and this echoing thunderous sound erupts across the open waves. This man's head disappears and a big blood smear is left
overkill.
On the side of him and over Aquamumba as this blood just over your face.
Can I grab Aquamumba and disappear around the side of the ship as my move?
So you just start running around the side of the ship?
As my move,
yeah. Whoa, put us in the hole!
Can we fit through the hole?
He can fit through the hole. No way you can. Put me in the hole!
Put him through the hole.
So you just pick him up, shove him through this hole. You kind of get stuck halfway, floor rams your ass with the butt of the gun, and you're like, boom, and you do a little somersault as you roll inside.
I'm gonna turn around. Just say.
She's gone. She's run off.
I say it anyway. Aquamumba. Close the.
To the wind. The wind must know.
There's just a headless body, just on the bed that was the thing.
And then I dry heave.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to run around.
So you run around to the other side of the ship, and you can hear fighting, but they're also like, what was that noise? Something else is here. And they're
beginning
to search.
Is there anything on the back of the ship?
But they're looking on the side of the ship where you were.
Is there anything, any ledges that I could hide underneath?
Yeah, it looks like part of the ship. It's called the aft castle.
The aft castle. Yeah.
It's basically this section here. There's a little sticky out bit.
Okay, I'm gonna hide under.
You go to hide under it, and you can see that it's basically a fully enclosed glass, windows. You can see it's glass windows that look out the back of the ship. You briefly catch a look inside, and you can see a very plush purple bed. With big, thick, four-post bed, what looks to be a big locked trunk, and you just dive underneath it, and you begin to hear them searching all around for you.
I'm going to reload my gun.
Aquamumba, you see a giant spider scuttle past the doorway.
There's a shark on the top of it, there's a spider running about.
A pissed-off goblin.
Once it's gone past, mm-hmm. I'm going to stealthily go behind and go from where it came from.
Okay, so
go the opposite way.
are currently in one of these things here.
And I'm going out the door.
So you go out the door, you look around, you can hear this commotion, this loud commotion going on.
I'm going to disguise self as the The headless guy. Headless man.
Okay, yep. And as you go in, you can just hear, like, the big main doors leading out onto the deck open, and this is like, we need all hands to help get rid of this shark.
Okay, don't get your head bitten off.
It's like, I'm going to go downstairs and get some of the others.
Get as many men as you can to the top.
The spider scuttles out from a corner, and the man looks at him, he's like, hey, one of the guard spiders, the prisoners must have gotten free.
Where are they?
They're downstairs in the hole.
I'll go right away.
Okay, you go to hell with that. I'll deal with the shark.
Yes, he did.
What?
What?
Bye. So you go outside. You can see on the deck, you have to duck as this giant shark tail, like, slams over your head. One of the drow sailors goes sailing off the side. It just whoosh, like, over the head, but nobody seems to notice. One of the sailors gets knocked off, and you hear a Wilhelm scream. As he falls off the side, right. Another drow is bitten in half by this shark.
Oh,
but it looks like they're nearly pushing it off. They're about to push it off the side. And then you just nip down, and you come out of the stairs here, where you can probably, I don't know, Bertie and Boomer, are you guys, like, yelling, or are you just trying to get yourselves free?
I'm just cursing everything. I'm just on a really long diatribe about how much I hate everything.
You just hear Boomer just shouting and screaming.
No, I'm not shouting. I'm just like, oh, I hate this mission. Fucking lawyers and fucking spiders and fucking, ooh, fancy hoity-toity with a purple head.
Oh. So you see Hello. One of these sailors come around the corner.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, fuck you too, mate.
I'm going to mage hand slap you in the face.
So yeah, slap
it's me!
Face. Do you two want to make strength checks to bust free? You can make a strength check to break out of the webbing.
Are the other three spiders still kicking about?
Other three spiders haven't moved.
21.
Eight.
You're still like, that's Captain Thing. You're just like, just rip the webbing off.
Hey, it's me.
Also,
Aquamamba.
What he said?
Aquamamba.
What?
I'm disguised.
Shh. How?
Oh, mate. Some of those spiders might be a bit webby.
I know,
webby.
I just saw one moving. Yeah. We gotta get out of here. I put a shark on deck and we really gotta go.
You're not Aquamamba. You're not a bag.
This guy's got weapons, like, you know, he's got, you know, weapons in his sheathed swords.
If you're Aquamamba, you need to heal me, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll believe you.
I'll give you a little,
He starts
little
walking tickle. Towards Boomer, Bertie.
Hey, no, you get back! Get away from
Bertie.
Here! Why?
Bertie!
Shut up! No,
let the man touch me!
That's not a chair!
Let the man touch me!
No, he's a bad
Bertie.
Guy!
He's reaching out towards Boomer's face.
Get away from him!
Don't actually
like,
have
do you want
any
to restrain sword. Him? You can, make a strength check.
Surely that Bertie, right I swear through. To God.
Yeah, no, actually that would go it does. Right yeah, you go and, like, grab his torso and the hand just goes straight through.
There you go, Bertie!
Get away from him!
Bertie!
Do you want to kick him?
No, Bertie, the sun's getting real low, big guy. It's getting real low.
Getting low.
Real low.
Getting real low.
Getting real peaceful.
Yeah.
He's there we go.
Falls, okay. Bertie falls asleep.
Why did I rescue you?
Please touch me.
I can't heal you. I'm not a healer.
What the?
Do you not have cure wounds?
Nope.
Let's get out. Something.
Nope. Got a bed for all you want to sleep?
I would like to sleep, yes. Yeah. It'll be nice. We need our stuff.
He's no, you got don't. Let's stuff. Just get out.
No, I really need my stuff.
So while you're having this conversation, you say, I need my stuff. And we see the chest in the bedroom chamber. And it looks to be like it's got little clawed feet, like dozens of little clawed feet.
It's like luggage.
It's like, it looks a little bit like the luggage. And we see this thing. And we see, like, just Fleur, like, waiting, like, arms folded, stood completely, like, upside down on the bottom of this boat. As you hear this, like, hey, we got rid of the shark. But where did that noise come from? I don't know. I can't see anything. What's this barrel? Let's fish it out. You didn't hit the button.
You didn't sink it.
You didn't hit the return to sender
oh,
button.
She's going to be so pissed at
nope.
you.
So they you see there. Them like getting nets and they're starting to fish this barrel out.
Can I see, is there any other places where I would fit into?
The little holes, literally Aquamamba just barely fit through these little portcullis windows, which have to be open from the inside. The only thing is these glass windows of the captain's quarters, they're quite big. They're like full-sized windows. You could probably smash or try and unlock one, but you'd need to be in the inside to unlock it. But you could smash it.
That's noisy. Is there anyone in that room?
You can make a perception check. You just glanced in briefly.
Natural 20.
Woo!
Plus
Natural
8.
20.
So 28.
Let me find Captain's Quarters. because I am using the adventure. Normally I would know all this stuff, and I do know it, but I just want to check. Okay. I've got to find Jarlaxle's fucking quarters. I can't just look at normal captain's quarters, can I?
Captain Fancy Pants.
Captain Fancy Pants.
Just say it's got all our stuff in it. If she's got it, it's fine. We...
So you look in.
I've just one.
And you can see there is... It appears to be empty when you first glance in. You can see that there's, a couple of other things... But after a little while, a woman who looks to be a very beautiful woman comes out wearing nothing. She just comes out of like a side room, goes to an armoire, begins opening it, pulls out like a dress and things like that. And you can see that there's like some bundled up, gear, like swords and knives and that sort of things. And she just begins getting changed and then heads out the main door and just leaves the room empty.
So I can't I can't pick a lock from the out.
There's no like actual. It's like a handle on the inside that opens it. Okay. So it's like a window latch on the inside that then opens. But there's no keyhole or anything on this side.
Can I?
Can you?
Okay. I want to cause a distraction on one side of the ship so that I can smash the window. And
okay, so you
want
to kind of like... Yeah, so you could like run over to one side,
shoot,
fire your pistol, and then move to quickly and then try and... Yeah, sure. So to do that, I'd say that sounds like... You're going to make a stealth check just to see if you can get the timing right to do this quietly.
Okay. Please! Oh, 21...
Okay, 21. You run over. It's that sound again! And you hear people rushing over. You quickly rush over. You smash with like the butt of the pistol like a piece of panel out. And then you reach in, open the handle, and you can just step inside. Yeah. So you step inside, and you can see immediately the place just is full of the scent of a beautiful perfume, like a sweet lavender. You can see that there is, this big, beautiful bed covered in a blue blanket with like purple chiffon curtains. And there is also, there's a very fancy looking chess set by the side of the bed.
Ooh.
And it has jade pieces.
Wow.
I like yoing.
Yeah, you can take that. So you have a fancy chess piece set.
Cool.
You reckon that's worth about 2,500 gold?
Wow. Nice.
Damn.
And as you're kind of like, as you're shoving the chessboard and its chess pieces into your bag, you just hear a, well, who's this then? And you see the same woman that had like previously gone out, because you caused a distraction for the sailors on top, but this woman obviously heard the smashing and is currently looking at you.
Damn it.
As you kind of like turn around and she raises an eyebrow, we see the camera just pans through the floorboards.
Help.
Down below.
Buddy, can you stop swiping at my illusion?
No, he fell asleep.
He's asleep. So you
fell asleep. I can't.
You just
I
get. You can. You. I'm imagining that you probably have got Boomer free of the webs.
Thank you.
You got it.
Right, wake him up. We're getting out of here,
buddy.
Huh?
Buddy.
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Time to go.
Where?
We're going.
Out.
Stay behind me.
One thing though, that Jarlaxial fella.
Yes.
He's Zordzado, but right. In disguise. He said actually that if we got out, he might employ us. Might kill us, might employ us.
You really trust a guy that has two identities?
I mean, you were a tote bag.
Don't trust me.
And I'm just going to wave my hand through your illusion.
Don't trust
no,
me.
No, I don't. But
yeah, don't trust him.
But like, he has our stuff and he has the stone.
Wait a minute, are you saying we don't trust this guy now?
Buddy,
uh-huh.
Let the adults talk. You look out for bad things, right. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead. I'll try.
Bertie, you see a giant gold dragon just looming in the shadows of this cargo hold.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, it's one of those floats.
Oh, God. Can we go up yet?
Oh, my God, Bertie, there's a beholder. It's just looming in
the back
of the
room. Oh, God. Oh, we gotta go.
That's one of the floats.
2 seconds, Bertie. 2 seconds, okay? Count to 20.
I got the illusion.
And then we'll do something.
I got the illusion still.
Okay.
Not for much
maybe
longer.
Maybe you could take us to him.
Yeah, no, well, no. Let me just go look at the car and see if it's clear, and then I'll move you into the next.
Okay.
And then to do it, yeah.
Right. But we need our stuff.
Where are you going?
Really?
I'm going up.
So you're going to take them up?
Up. They stay down there until I say coast is clear.
Three. Oh, four.
Okay, so you head out. You make your way out into the main cargo hold area, and you step up, and you go out onto the main deck. And you can now see the shark has been disposed of, but the guards are on high alert. And you can see there are several experienced-looking ship hands kind of patrolling around.
I didn't follow you. I'm still counting 20.
No, we're waiting. He went ahead.
Okay. The coast isn't clear. I'm going to find the quarters and rendezvous Ixnay on the bird A.
I'm gonna walk down the corridor and try and find the quarters.
Okay, so yeah, you make your way down the corridor. Right, yeah, so you have come up onto the main deck.
I came from there.
You came from there. You're not sure, Fleur's, you think that Fleur is actually a couple of floors down. You think that the actual captain's quarters is lower than the top deck of the ship.
So we've gone from bottom.
You're not at the very bottom, no.
I was in the middle.
The cargo hold is like in the middle, yeah.
And I've gone up.
Yeah, and it looks like there's multiple floors of the ship. It's not just like, the captain's quarters is quite low.
Where did the spider go? Oh, we wouldn't know.
But the camera went through the floorboard.
Yeah, look, don't worry about that.
Okay!
I've got the decks of the ship in the wrong order. That's the thing. I've put the captain's quarters where it shouldn't be, and now I'm trying to retroactively fix my mistake, all right?
Okay, I'm very confused.
We need to go downstairs.
So it went up.
I'm going to move the. I'm
Which
swap
one
some
goes
around.
On top of the other?
Right. Don't worry about that. Right? That's down below. That's down below. This is the main deck. This is the deck.
No,
like,
I'm on this one.
You're on this deck. This wasn't the captain's quarters, but I'm now going to make it the captain's quarters.
Okay.
So you move up to these double doors, and you can see that stood in the doorway is a woman wearing a very tight, clinging dress, and she has a rapier in one hand. And she's looking into the room where you can see Fleur, like, half-holding a chessboard.
Totally guilty.
Like...
Boom, I can open the door.
Yeah, so the door's already open because she's opened the door and is looking at Fleur.
And madame, I will take it from here. Get yourself to safety.
She, like, looks. Give me a persuasion check.
Would I recognize that this is Aquamamba?
No.
Depends on the persuasion.
Are these usable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just leave one.
Wow, that
rolled
awful.
He rolled a 4, and a 1, and a 1.
A d20 and 2d6, and you managed to get 6.
10.
She just looks at you, she's like, oh, please, don't even begin. I can more than take care of this one. And she goes to, like, put a hand, like, on your shoulder.
I wouldn't do that, I'm very fragile.
She cocks an eyebrow.
I'm gonna jump onto her and stab her in the face.
Oh, no!
Sure. Yep, make a attack roll. So you have surprise.
Surprise!
Advantage, because it's surprised.
He's so dead. It was nice knowing you.
15 plus my attack.
It was nice knowing you.
Which is 7.
Yep, mm-hmm. Easily hits. Jump on.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Flurry. So I got d4 plus 4, and I'm going to flurry it.
And a d6, because you can sneak attack.
Yep.
Oh, God damn.
Why not?
So you're not really stabbing her in the face, you're punching her in the face.
Yeah,
you're like... You, like, jump up. Yeah! As an arm comes out of the torso of this drow.
6.
Plus your... Is that with everything?
10.
10.
And then I'm gonna...
Flurry, key point.
Flurry.
So 3. 2 more unarmed strikes.
So
2 more d4s.
No, you have to hit first, don't forget. Like, right. Yeah, so just you're making 2 more unarmed strikes.
Natural
20.
So roll d4, double it. No, roll it again, because you hadn't done it, probably.
4 plus 4, 8.
Another 8.
14 plus 7.
It's, yep.
This poor woman.
6.
Yeah. So you keep up. The first kind of takes her by surprise, and then you sucker punch her face to the other side, and then the last one just right in her stomach, and she just doubles over, knocked out on cold.
Aww.
Like,
damn.
Aquamamba.
That was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
You now
seen
know
you
it's
do.
Aquamamba, because an arm came out of the drow's torso.
I'm gonna...
Like, the drow jumped, and this arm came out of the torso.
Out of his face.
I think at this point the illusion fades.
Aquamamba.
I'm going to use my 50-foot hempen rope to hogtie.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you swing it. I'm assuming you close the doors or something.
Is there stuff in here? Apparently they got their stuff. Her buddy and Boomer's stuff is somewhere.
Mm.
Potentially,
you haven't really searched. You just look.
I just picked this really expensive thing up. I have no idea.
Excellent. Look for their stuff because they want it.
Can, Did the things that I saw in the wardrobe...
Look for the stone!
No, that looked like normal stuff. Like, if you want to search for the stuff, that's an investigation check.
Okay. Wasn't there a chest in here?
Yeah, there is there a chest. There's a chest. A chest. Yeah. But if you want to search the room, it's an investigation. But if you want to just go to the stretch and just go open the chest.
I would like to look for the stone.
Sure.
I'm going to...
Investigate.
Leave Fleur to do that and go back down and signal these guys to come up into the room.
Okay.
It's only a 13.
Let's go! 13, you don't find the stone. What you do find is a logbook, which seems to be, is very coded. And looking through it, you just managed, the only thing you can really work out is Jarl Axel, the captain, who just puts it, he signs everything as a J, just with a normal J. Whoever J is, they indicate that they have found what they're looking for at the old windmill. And that's the only thing you can really glean from the logbook that isn't boring, normal stuff. It refers to looking for the stone. It refers to, you know, various other agents in pursuit, but nothing really useful apart from this old windmill. You go down, you grab these guys.
Yep, go.
Follow me! You manage to sneak them up, I'm guessing. Make a stealth check just out of pure interest.
Sneak up, I just walk up the stairs, hunched over.
Cool, you can have disadvantage on Tom.
Cool. Can't get less than a 3. Well, I can.
16.
3.
Okay, so you're like, all right, let's go. You begin making your way up the stairs. You kind of keep a lookout. You sneak up. You wait until all the crew are looking on the other side of the
go.
Ship.
Go!
You, like, get in. You and Boomer manage to get up and get in the room. And Bertie just... Doop, 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 doop.
Break a step on the way up.
Snap. About four sailors, which you know are drow, and one of these kind of more senior-looking like sailors... just snap their eyes round to Bertie.
Oh, hey.
And they start pulling weapons.
Acomumbers.
So why doesn't everyone roll initiative?
Oh, my God.
Oh, crap.
Natural 20. Wasted.
19.
23.
So 23 for Acomumber.
Sorry, 17. I added my proficiency bonus, but for
proficiency.
Yeah.
30.
4.
Excellent.
So regular draft.
Aquamombas.
Aquamombas. 1, 2, 3.
No, there were so many.
Well, Aquamumba, you just managed to beat out one of the elite-looking drow.
Elite? Did you say elite-looking drow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to do, Aquamumba?
I'm going to cast Silent Image in front of Bertie as a shark.
Okay.
I'm going to make a big shark right in front of Bertie.
How big can you make this shark?
It can be a 15-foot cube.
15-foot cube? It's pretty big. It's a pretty big shark. So...
That's three of me.
Just this magical shark just appears out of thin air in front of Bertie.
What? What's the point?
Buddy, get in here!
So you,
I got
so,
a 24. Am I anywhere in this?
Did you get a 24? Yeah. Initiative? I thought you got 17.
Natural.
No, I got 17.
Ah, that was it. So, okay, yeah, what do you want to do?
Do I hear any? Is this, like, close enough?
You hear, like, Bertie snap the floorboards, and you can look down the corridor and see the scene, but they haven't noticed.
So I can see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Leave. Flee. Run from this place.
Okay, now can I, if I can, as long as I can see it, can I go on the ceiling?
Yeah. Yep, Spider-Man style.
And I want to see if I can shoot one of them and then like flatten myself against the ceiling again.
Okay, so you're like hanging down, looking upside down, out of the door.
And then just kind of
okay.
Dropping.
Yeah, things. So you can make an attack roll. You'll have advantage because you're currently unsurprised. Who are you aiming for? You're going to aim. There's one which does look like a leader. It's got like a sash and stuff.
The
okay.
Elite
yep.
One.
You're aiming for him?
I guess you've got like half cover as well.
Oh, that was terrible.
Top of the door, I guess.
17?
17 still hits.
Okay.
Even with an 8. Okay, sneak attack as well.
At
12. Wow.
Tasty. 18,
19, 20, 21 plus.
Six.
Wow.
27.
27. Okay.
And then...
yep, so make a stealth check.
Okay.
I mean, there is a loud boom.
19, 20, 21. 22.
Okay, boom. You
or
watch,
just like so that I'm away from the door.
The drow, the very kind of skilled looking drow, the illusion of this sailor fades, and you can now see a drow in very slimline leather armor. You, as you're aiming, just as you pull, squeeze the trigger, he's already kind of bringing his blade up, like sensing something wrong. The bullet, he kind of just manages to catch enough where it just catches like half of his face, but it turns it away from being a super lethal blow. And he's just like, ping! And he's just like, looks down, and then he clocks you just as you manage to hide yourself, but he sees you as you just kind of hide yourself on the ceiling.
And then a 15-foot cube.
And then a big shark appears in front of him.
No, that's okay.
So that was Aquamamba. The drow, I'm going to make the drow have an intelligence saving throw. What's your spell save, DC?
Good question. Oh, no.
He rolled extra dice.
14.
I didn't. I'm saving all of those.
Oh.
The drow. A giant shark!
French,
they,
please.
Yes, yeah, so, well, so they're not French. That's their fake accent when they're pretending to be sabers. They're just like, a shark! And several of them begin skirting the edges like, yeah! Just like, you know, very cautiously trying to fight a giant shark. I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Wow. That's
amazing.
So they're just like, yeah!
Just it's, like, I assume it's moving. Like
you can make it move, like, I'm assuming you're concentrating. It doesn't make any noise, though.
No, it sucks.
So it's just like...
But I'm directly behind it, about to be scared of it. So the shark is making noise.
Okay. Boom. You're inside. You're like inside this little corridor here.
Do I... can I go to the captain?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You can make an investigate if you want to look stuff. Or you just want to... Open do I see you don't know the chest is there, but yeah, as soon as you go in, you do. Yeah.
I see the chest. Can I... Can I toot my toot?
Oh, yeah, you can unlock it that way. Yeah.
I'm going to toot my chime. And, yeah, what wonders await me?
Yeah, so you flip it open. So you just, like, flip it open. You just flip open the chest. Mm-hmm. Dex saving throw.
Dex saving?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
All your bombs are lit.
All my bombs go off in my face. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
21, okay. You're going to take half damage from this.
Great. I'm dead.
Oh, wow. Are you really?
Probably.
Okay. Some
11. Oh, not with rolls like this. You know how I rolled really well for regular high rollers with damage estate? This is real bad.
Good.
Oh, that's a bit better.
Let's roll really badly.
So you take 10 points lightning damage.
Oh my,
as
five.
This blast of lightning erupts over you as you open the chest.
Is that halved?
That's already halved, Jess. So you took 10. It was
1 HP!
It was 20, half down to 10.
Oh my god.
He still lives!
So you're like smoldering. It's like this blackened goblin form. Like, but you see all of your gear, all of Burton's
And you see me on the ceiling, just like...
There's all, you know, you see some more stuff. You see some more stuff.
Ooh.
There are 3 pistols,
ooh,
a selection of bullets and gunpowder, as well as a big bag of pearls worth about 500 gold.
I'm grabbing. I'm just like shopping spree. Yeah. Like, I'm rearming myself.
Have your items back.
Yay! My elephant! Oh, these are yours.
Your elephant?
Well, oh, wait, no. I need... Because you need to come and get them.
Yeah. Bertie.
Yeah, my elephant, man.
I mean, do I need to make a save against the...
Shark.
Sure, yeah, make an intelligence saving throw, please. Mm-hmm.
An intelligence saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay. 6.
No. Yeah, that's... Oh, my God! A real shark has just appeared on the deck.
Oh, I remember what chickens are now, and that's it!
Running the other way. So you just pelt... So you slam past Aquaman, but you throw him to the side.
Shark!
You run into the room... you see Boomer and Fleur. Fleur's on the ceiling. She's just stood on the ceiling. Boomer's like smoldering, but holding everything like shakingly, like like his hair's all like sticking out.
Oh, give me the hat! Give me the hat! Give me the hat! Give me the hat! I'm gonna rearm.
You put your teleportation.
My rearm, my teleportation hat. I'm just gonna hold my boots and staff.
Uh huh.
And I mean, I'm going to wait until next turn to do
Fleur.
Sorry, what
stupid.
Did you say was in the chest? Gun, pistols, gunpowder?
3 pistols, gunpowder, bullets, and 500 gold of pearls. Fleur.
Can I... I would like to... Actually, wait. Have I got something cool? I don't know if I have a cool thing. So, can I make a disarming shot to this...
Can you do that? Are you high enough
I can
level?
Spend a grit point.
Are you high enough level to do trick shots?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, third level.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. a third level. You can choose two. Oh,
great. You can choose two?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think you got them that early. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Maha.
So, yep.
So
do whatever you need to do.
Shoot the duty. The
sure. Yeah. The one that you aimed at
elite
before.
One. Yep. That's not going to hit.
He kind of like dodges to the side, fearing this giant shark as it goes to bite him. He like, ha!
Okay, I'm not going to do that then.
Okay.
Can I? I don't have really have anything I can do on a bonus action, so I'll just maybe move to the side on the ceiling so that I'm not in the doorway line.
Aquaman. It's time to go! We gotta go!
I agree!
Jump on!
I'm going to run, but before I do that, I'm gonna use the Ring of the Ram to smash into the closest dude. Whilst the shark rears its head, I'm gonna.
Okay, yeah, just do what the Ring of the Ram says.
So.
Ramen.
It's d20 plus 7 to hit.
Ooh. Yeah,
24.
Hits. Sure.
2d10 force damage.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you need anything else?
It does. It knocks him back 5 feet, I think.
Yes, it does. 14. And, yeah, knocks back 5 feet.
So the closest drow, you just pick, like, one of the more sort of, like, normal-looking sailors. You slam the ring. You hear his, like, chest cavity, like, snap inwards as his dead body just flies over the side. Oh, he was dead when you hit him with, like, this telekinetic force.
Over the side?
Yeah, he just slams in.
Over the side of what?
Of the ship.
Are we on top?
Yeah, you're on the main deck, yeah.
Right. We're on shark deck.
Yeah, so
flies out. They're, like, here. Yeah. But
do I see our barrel being lifted onto the deck?
Yes, you would.
How many people are around it?
Four of the sailors.
Are there anyone in it?
No.
Is the door open?
Yes. She left it open.
I've already used my action.
What
do I
do?
I could bonus action with my key point. To do.
Normally can't, but I'll let you.
Step of the wind.
Okay.
Yeah, dash is a bonus.
Yeah, it's a dash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and then you want to like slam the thing.
I'm going to run into the door and close it.
You run into it. You're going to get inside it.
Inside it.
Okay, so you run inside and then you pull the lever to shunk.
Yeah.
So you watch as Aquamama just jumps into this barrel and then the barrel door shuts. Okay, that's your go.
Yes.
The drow. Let's see if they make their saving throw this time. Oh, one of them. Yeah, the elite just passes his weapon through the shark and it's like, fucking illusion. And then looks like he's going to run down the corridor. In fact, yeah, he will, like it's on his turn now. So you watch as the elite just sprints through the illusory shark and is coming towards the three of you. He manages to get down the corridor and pulls his weapons free. It's like, you're not going anywhere. Boomer.
You got this, birdie?
I'm just trying to put my hat on.
You can see him putting the same hat that teleported you before on.
And
oh shit!
I'm also holding my wing boots.
No,
as well.
I don't think he's going to teleport. He'll probably grab you.
Flo, get your butt down here, and then
you use the last.
No, beads. I have two more.
Okay,
I have
sorry,
two more beads.
Two more.
But it's 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Can I throw it so it doesn't hit us? It just
yes.
It
you'd have to aim it beyond
the shark.
Yeah.
Where the sharky is.
Yeah.
And then, so
oh, you want to try and hit all the ones outside?
Well, I mainly want to stop this guy. From,
okay,
like,
so if you want to hit this guy, you're not going to catch the ones outside because you'll have to throw it in the corridor itself.
But I just want to make sure it doesn't hit us.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
I'm very squishy right now.
What's the saving throw? I passed.
15.
Yeah, I passed it. It's a half damage. I'll roll it.
So okay.
I got loads of dice.
It 86. Is lots. Yeah.
Lots.
Okay, I've got one charge left. One bead left.
Exactly 20 points of damage.
I'm going to kiss it as I throw it.
You kiss it, you throw it, you see it explode. He kind of holds his arms up and leaps to the side. He manages to absorb a lot of the blow, but you can see like half of him is really badly burned. And he's still alive, but he's kind of been thrown to the side and stumbling a little bit.
I'm going to nip behind Bertie. Disengage.
You just like clamp onto Bertie's leg.
I'm just going to clamp on. Does that count as cover?
Yeah, he does. He's big enough.
I mean, I don't want to leave Aquamamba in, like, the barrel thing.
Okay.
I guess I saw that short little freak run into that barrel. I'm going to, I guess, with Boomer attached to me, like, try and grab Fleur.
Yep.
and then just run towards the barrel.
Oh, God.
Okay, so make a strength check. You can make a strength check to see if you can stay attached.
Just teleport us to the...
You've got one charge, I think, left on.
Boomer's just says...
It does regain charges.
Get your butt down here, so I'll allow it.
Does it?
Can I allow it?
It regains charges at dawn.
At dawn, yeah, no, you've not had enough.
I've had it for like 2 days, I think.
You spent one charge.
You've used two charges,
I think. Yeah, so you have... I think you've got two charges. Sorry, you've only used one charge this day, so you've got two charges left on it.
And it works. Does it work on line of sight, or does it work?
You can teleport to anywhere you know. I believe it says.
Do I know what the inside of this barrel is?
No.
Having not been in there,
no, you don't.
Awesome.
But you know what the deck of the ship looks like.
Yeah, it'll be like if you know the Yawning Portal.
It's two people.
I've got a better idea. I'm going to use my winged boots.
So you put your boots on,
and I'm going to grab
Fleur.
Fleur. And I'm just going to...
Like, holding her, like, shoulders.
Like this. My arms raised up.
Yeah.
Respectfully, because I taught you how to treat a lady.
Not so respectfully. I'm just grabbed.
Okay.
And I'm going to fly through the...
We will discuss this later.
Whoosh! You fly past this guy. This guy is going to try and swipe at you, Bertie, but he misses. Just whooshing as you just fly through out into the ship, the deck of the ship.
And I'm aiming for the barrel.
Okay. Yeah, you just... You emerge onto the deck of the ship. Aquamamba, you're in the big apparatus.
I'm going to pull one forward, legs and tail extend.
Chunk, chunk, chunk.
Is anyone right on the barrel?
You watch the barrel. Yeah, but you knock like a sailor off of it. Wilhelm scream as the barrel like chunk, chunk, chunk.
Get on!
Pull two levers.
Yeah, you can pull another lever.
Can I reserve that lever until they get on?
Okay, yeah, well, you won't wait until they grab onto this.
Yeah,
apparatus.
And then I'm going to just...
Okay, so do you
forward.
Grab on?
Is the door not open still?
No, I can only fit two people.
In that case, I'm just going to crash into it.
Okay, so Bertie just slams into the side of the apparatus.
You holding on?
I mean, with my one hand, yeah, sure.
Six!
Forward.
into the water below. As it starts swimming across on the ocean, you hear some shouts and cries. You see a sailor arrives like from below decks and points a very similar looking firearm and is taking pot shots. Yeah, if you want to try and take a pot shot at him.
Why not?
It's long range, but yeah.
How far is it?
That far. You've still got range. Normal attack roll.
That probably hit.
Yep. No sneak attack with this one, though. You have no allies, and it's not by surprise.
Isn't she holding her? Aren't we allies?
Yeah, it has to be next to the target.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of fire. You graze him, and he like looks at you very curiously, and then pulls out a second pistol, and it's like fires at the apparatus. You hear the bullets hit off the apparatus. But yeah, you just away. You can start to hear, like, once the sailors realize the shark isn't real, they begin, like, adjusting the ship to try and give pursuit. But they've got to pull up the anchor, they've got to unfurl the sails. And you can...
And they have less crew.
You can either, like, Bertie can eventually teleport you away, or and then the apparatus can sink on the water, or he can fly and you can do whatever. You've got plenty of options to get away at this point.
Yeah.
You will absolutely.
You said that, like, three times,
I've said that several times.
Hey, it's not Tom saying it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sure.
I need to get in.
So yeah, we will end things.
Oh, this so we
week.
Get away.
You get away.
I need to heal really badly.
One HP.
And you have a couple of clues of where to go next.
Nice.
We did it.
Get back on track. Successful rescue.
Painter.
That was Mission Impossible.
That was very
fitting.
And
out of curiosity, would Jarl Axel have been nice to us if we had escaped and gone and found him?
I mean, he wasn't on the ship anymore.
What?
Maybe he expects you to find him somewhere else.
That's rude.
All right. Nice.
He expects you to find him
to die.
At the vault.
Let's get him.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to this week's episode of A Rogue's Gambit. Remember to rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, play Idle Champions, all that jazz, you know what to do. We'll be back next week for the next episode. We'll see you then.